And now let's take a much different turn. Here's the world's Sarah Birnbaum.
On the black market, rhino horn can be worth more than gold. It's no wonder, then, that illegal trade is thriving, and it's driving rhinos to near extinction. Policymakers have discussed harsher penalties and also legalizing the trade so it can be regulated. And now there's a new theory. Flood the market with lots of fake rhino horns so the price drops, putting the poachers out of business. But how do you get a convincing fake? That's where zoologist Fritz Wohlroth at Oxford University comes in.
The rhino horn is nothing special. It's a tuft of hair, nose hair.
Wohlroth and his team, together with a group of scientists in Shanghai, have come up with a recipe for a fake.
If you take the hair from the nearest relative, which is a horse, and bundle that together, you get something that is very, very similar to the rhino horn.
But critics say flooding the market with fake horns won't work. For one thing, it could just drive people to go to greater lengths to get the originals. They say that the best prevention is educating consumers not to buy the horns in the first place. But Wohlroth says it doesn't have to be one or the other.
We don't have a lot of time. The rhinos really are being hammered out there in the wild. So I think we should use all possible avenues that we have.
For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.